Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare to tread.
Welcome to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. Join certified life coach Carla McClellan as she shares strategies and solutions designed to help you create a more vibrant life. Now, here's your host, Coach Carla.
Welcome, my friends. I'm delighted to be sharing this Tuesday with you and with our guest. Our guest today is Susan Smith-Jones, and she is one of the leading experts on holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. Susan has a wonderful article in this month's Unity magazine called The Rawesome Way to Better Health. The tagline is, if you can't stand the heat, you don't have to get out of the kitchen. Go raw and get healthy. Welcome to Vibrant Living, Susan.
Well, thank you, Carla. It's absolutely terrific to be back with you again.
Well, I know you are a renowned author, you're a motivational speaker, you're a phenomenal health coach, and you have dedicated your life to helping people stay as vibrant as they possibly can with diet, exercise, and watching where they focus their attention. So today we were going to talk about the skinny on raw foods and how they heal the body. So what exactly is a raw food?
Yeah, well, a raw food means it's not heated, usually over about 118 degrees. So if you ate more raw foods, that means you might stop eating so many foods that are fried and grilled and boiled, baked, you know, even steamed, barbecued, all of those would not be raw foods by the definition of it. And so why is that important? Because raw foods are bursting with enzymes. And enzymes are proteins, and they're important for nearly every metabolic process in the body. And the enzymes can be destroyed during the cooking process. So you can still warm certain fruits and vegetables, but no higher than 118 degrees, and then you preserve the enzymes and give them their greatest action potential.
Wow. So, enzymes are what the body, the basic elemental nature of the body and what the body uses to heal when it's bombarded with stressors. So
that's right.
So you, I think I read somewhere, maybe you told me, because I love having you on the show, that most of your diet is a raw diet?
Well, certainly not 100%. And it depends on the time of the year. In the middle of the summer, I eat more raw foods. And then in the winter, I'll add in more cooked foods. But there's so many reasons to add more raw foods to your diet. Now, and you and I aren't here to tell everyone they need to go 100% raw, but there are benefits to adding more healthy, salubrious raw foods to your diet.
Salubrious, you know, interesting. Tell me what salubrious means.
It means health-enhancing, wholesome, good for your health.
Great, great word.
Yeah. Oh, I know, I love that word. Salubrious is actually one of my favorite words. I love it. I probably overuse it in my writing, but it's just a great word. So is halcyon. And there are different ways you can bring raw foods into your diet. You know, it's easy to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. It's easy to make the smoothies. They're usually all raw, except for perhaps the liquid base. And there are reasons that you'll benefit from eating raw foods physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
And so what are some of the reasons to go raw?
Yes. All right, I'll go through lots. Gosh, I wish we had more than an hour.
Yeah.
But I'll say to you, too, there was a study done with American subjects, and those who adhered to a 55% unheated or raw food diet, but they were vegan, by the way, too, found massive improvements in their health and in their quality of life. So they added in about 55% of their diet raw. I know, and I'll mention this at the end, I get amazing benefits spiritually when I eat about 85% of my diet raw, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. All right, so you asked for other reasons to go raw. One would be about antioxidants. You see, a diet that's rich in raw fruits and vegetables with all that beautiful color that nature provides gives us whopping amounts of antioxidants, and these are important for protecting ourselves from the free radical damage, especially in your eyes, your heart, your breast, your prostate, and your skin. And studies show, and this is all backed by scientific studies, studies show that those following a raw vegan diet have greater concentrations of antioxidants in their bloodstreams than those who eat animal products.
So a raw vegan diet would not have any dairy products at all?
No dairy. A vegan diet means no dairy and no eggs. A vegetarian often adds in dairy products. You know, there are different levels to all of this.
Right.
And we're even talking to people out there that eat animal products. But just know, the more you can add in the very, let's use the word, salubrious fresh fruits and vegetables, and if possible, organically grown, the healthier you're going to be, because lots of animal products in the diet put major stress on the entire digestive system and create lots of toxicity in the body. If anybody wants to lose weight listening, raw diets, vegan diets, are comparatively lower in calories and saturated fat than the standard American diet. And so many studies show that those who eat more raw foods, it will result in significant weight loss. And that, which has lots of benefits for those who have weight-related health conditions. So there's no doubt the more raw foods you add in, you'll undoubtedly whittle your waistline.
Ooh.
And the more raw foods you eat, it lowers your blood pressure.
Now, when you're eating the raw foods to maintain a healthier lifestyle, give me an example of... I know you like smoothies first thing in the morning, right?
I do. Yeah, you listened in the past. I do love smoothies. In fact, you know, I have a series of three books published by Hay House. The set's called Blissful Living. In fact, if you go to my website and you scroll on the homepage halfway down, it's option two. It's all three books. And one book called Health Bliss, it's the 50 foods that will benefit your body. And all of the recipes in that book are raw green smoothies.
Oh.
The Healing Power of Nature Foods, all of those recipes are raw, plus the second 50 foods, the total 100 superfoods you should always eat. And then, you know, my full color cookbook is 50% raw, and the other 50% are cooked things. So, for example, I'll tell you what I made this morning in my smoothie, and I do start my day with that. I'll use some liquid base, and for me it's usually a tea. Some people use a juice or milk or nut butters, you know, almond milk. But I like tea because it has fewer calories, and sometimes I'll use green tea or detox tea, whatever. Maybe peppermint to make it taste better. Mm. Now, I always put in some greens. This morning I put in baby leaf kale and some baby leaf spinach. I put in a half a cucumber. And then I always sprinkle in a little cinnamon because that's anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, and helps balance out your blood sugar level. I put in a tablespoon of flax seeds, and I put in a cup of frozen, because I didn't have any fresh ones, frozen blueberries. And I blended all that up. I actually put in a teaspoon of chia seeds as well. And you basically taste the blueberries. It turns into a purple color. It's delicious, and it's filled with fiber and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. And if you want it sweeter, I generally don't like things to be sweeter, but then rather than adding in sugar or honey, I always recommend get some medjool dates and take two dates and pull the pit out, of course, first, and then throw them into the blender, and got to have a good blender, and mix that up. And I made enough I had a little bit, and then I went out to hike, and then I came home and had a little bit more, but I have enough for six more glasses throughout the day, and I'll remind you why that's important towards the end of the show when I talk about a 3-day to 3-week detox plan.
Sounds exciting. So you start with the juice, and then throughout the course of the day, do you like have salads? Is that
Yes, I do. Yeah. I always say to people, it's better to have 5 to 6 smaller snack size meals a day than 1 to 2 or 3 large ones. Because as you and I've talked about before, that will kindle your metabolism. It will catalyze it. It will bolster your metabolism. You don't want to eat too many calories in a meal because all the extra calories will be deposited quickly on your body as fat. Our body is so efficient at doing that. But I often have smoothies throughout the day, and then I take one meal, lunch or dinner, and I make it a wonderful dinner. Now, that's the program I adhere to when I have a photo shoot coming up or a TV show, or maybe I just want to lose 10 pounds for whatever reason, because it helps you drop the weight really quickly. And you're never hungry throughout the day. You're always satisfied.
So tell me some more of the reasons to go raw. We've got the energizing enzymes, the antioxidants galore, the svelte waistline. What else?
All right, so glowing wellness. You know, in a recent survey, those following a more raw food diet, and this was a questionnaire, had a greater sense of overall wellness, including the physical, social, and emotional, than they did when they were eating an animal-based diet. So eating raw can truly make you feel fantastic, and you'll be glowing from the inside out. And I also like the idea, because it does really help with chronic disease. And there have been many studies done on different autoimmune diseases like fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. They're often very difficult to treat, but multiple studies have shown that the patients with these conditions who adopt a vegan raw food diet, and I say vegan because usually when you go raw, it's usually combined by eating vegan. It's not usually raw meat, you know, although you go to a sushi place, you might have raw fish. But they found that people experienced lots of symptom release and relief on that raw vegan diet with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and benefits with diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. They all improve with greater addition of raw fruits and vegetables to the diet.
As we look around at our youth and their expanding waistlines and trouble with obesity, you know, you begin to wonder if adopting a vegan diet wouldn't be beneficial for them in those years as they're developing all their brain cells and their physical fitness.
Well, it would be great. You know, it's hard to get young folks, young, you know, kids and teens with all the peer pressure to eat lots and lots of raw food. But here's where it begins, and that is right in the home. You can't very much tell your children to eat a certain way, and you eat just the opposite. So you've got to be a shining example for your kids. That's the best that how you can teach them to make changes. And by the way, there's so much more to cover than we will even have time for today. So I wanted to let everyone know that on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, really easy, my name, in the navigation bar, go over to articles, and the very first article is The Skinny on Raw Foods and How They Heal the Body. So you can see everything we're going over in much greater detail in that article. Now, how about joints? I know many people that come to see me in my private practice or I see around the world, I hear so often that as they age, they have more joint stiffness and more pain. And, the joint stiffness and pain are also conditions that are associated with fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. But the improvements in joint pain and mobility seen in studies, scientific studies of raw food diets, demonstrate that robust consumption of raw plant foods is ideal for healthy joints.
Now, these studies, can people go to your website and read the studies?
Or? Yes.
Okay, yes. So what we're saying here today, listeners, is that SusanSmithJones.com, her website is just packed, chocked full of info for you to find easier ways of living vibrantly. Susan, before we go to break, is there another reason to go raw? Like pain-free joints, when I was reading that and listening to you talk, I thought, who doesn't have some ache or pain in their joint as we get older? But there's nothing that says we have this aging mechanism in our body that says, okay, now you're older, you'll have some pain in your joints. It's basically what we are feeding our body and how we are treating our body that causes the joints to experience pain.
You're so right. And we're digging our graves with our knives and forks. And, every meal and snack we make, we're making life or death decisions. And speaking of food, what's germane to this food topic is another thing, happy guts, because when you eat living raw food, and especially fermented foods,
yes,
like we talked about this before, the fermented vegetables, I have a whole article with studies on that. It has a positive impact on the composition of your gut microflora, and so keeping a healthy balance of bacteria in the gut is essential for that smooth digestion and strong immunity, and may also decrease the risk of colon cancer, which is so prevalent in America these days.
It is, isn't it? That and diabetes.
Yes.
It's out there for us to take a look at and begin to observe. What are some of the choices we're making that are harming our overall vitality in our life? This is Life Coach Carla saying you're listening to Vibrant Living. My guest today, Susan Smith Jones, has a website, SusanSmithJones.com, that's filled with all sorts of holistic recipes and menus and research so that you can find a way to living a better life.
That I could not fail.
Wouldn't you like to share the programs that inspire you most with audiences around the world? That's easier than ever with mobile giving. Just text Unity Radio to 72727 and help us continue offering spiritual programs that change lives.
You have a coach in your corner, a life coach, that is. Like a coach in sports, a life coach can help you set clear goals and develop the confidence and tools you need to achieve them. Join certified life coach Carla McClellan Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Vibrant Living on Unity Online Radio. Each week, Coach Carla and her guests will share strategies and solutions designed to help make your life more focused, more meaningful, and more vibrant. Do you have a specific issue or topic you'd like to discuss with Coach Carla? Call in toll-free Tuesdays at 3 p.m. during Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.
The world is full of voices, advertising, television, politics, colleagues, family, and friends. All are too happy to tell us how to live. In all of that noise, it's easy to miss the one voice that matters, your own soul. What would happen if you could hear that voice? Imagine the clarity, confidence, and courage that would be yours and the life you could create. Join Janet Connor, best-selling author of Writing Down Your Soul, The Lotus and the Lily, and Your Soul Wants Five Things, as she and her guests explore how to hear the call of the soul and create the soul-directed life. Live Thursday at 1 p.m. Central, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Go inside to find my God.
If I were brave, I'd walk.
You're listening to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. If you'd like to receive coaching about a special issue in your life, call now toll free at 1-888-55-UNITY. Once again, that's 1-888-558-6489. Now back to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.
I'm back, my friends. Listen, I'm really serious. If you have a question you would like to ask our extremely well-informed guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, about anything to do with nutrition and diet and holistic living, please call in 888-558-6489. 888-558-6489. Susan has dedicated her life to supporting people living vibrantly. We're talking today about the Rawesome way to better health and how the reasons to go raw are many, many, many. And the whole idea of our show here in Vibrant Living is daring to do something differently in your life to have a different result. I'm just going to take Susan's quote for the day and share it with all of you listening. This is from her book, The Joy Factor. Susan's written over 27 books, and you can find out more about them on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. But she says, each day we have countless opportunities to act courageously. Getting up each morning to face the day as an enthusiastic participant takes courage. It takes daring just to live. Champion your courage each day, my friends. And Susan, thank you for being our champion for well-being.
Well, my pleasure.
So, what are some of the other excuse me? What are some of the other benefits to going raw?
All right. So, unless you're in your teens, who doesn't want to look a little bit younger? And there are awesome anti-aging benefits. You see, premature aging is the result of inflammatory states in the body. And since when you eat more raw foods and primarily a vegan diet, that has powerful anti-inflammatory effects. And you may look, you probably will, look and feel years younger. In fact, just 7 to 10 days, just going raw. Just if you've never done it, just carve out 7 to 10 days And you will find that you look amazing. And people will begin saying, did you just get back from vacation? You look so great. And raw diets are low in something called glycotoxins. And glycotoxins are found in diets that include proteins and fats cooked at high temperatures, and then it leads to inflammation in the body. Plus all these powerful antioxidants in the extra veggies and fruits you might be eating will keep your skin more elastic and less prone to wrinkles.
Yes, sounds fabulous. I know that after talking to you on the show today, I am really going to amp up my raw foods and go back to more of a vegan way of eating. Sometimes when you're on vacation and you're traveling, you fall into some bad habits. And one of the things that I've noticed is my joints. You know, there is that aching in my joints.
You know, it's so amazing, Carla. As we get older, and let's say we go on holiday. I was in England recently, so they say for vacation, a holiday.
Uh-huh.
Or you go on your trips, and you often eat a little differently. And, you know, in the first day you might not feel it, but then all of a sudden all the cooked food and too much protein and sweets and fat and refined, and all of a sudden one day you wake up, you don't have the energy, you've got a sour, negative mood,
yes.
Your joints hurt, and it takes longer for your body to get back into balance. So I always say, you know, if you splurge one day, I'm not a fanatic, Carla, about what I eat. I do occasionally splurge on something, but I just make sure I get back on the program the next day. And as you know, in the past, and we'll talk about this more in April on detox, but my grandmother taught me to take one day a week, 7 days with each change of season, and then 3 days every month. So 1 day a week, 3 days monthly, and 7 days with each change of season. I sometimes go 14 days. And I put my body on a detox. So why do I do this? First of all, it really keeps you young, keeps you healthy. You know I have not had a cold or a flu in over 30 years. I've never taken medication. And I know one of the main reasons is because I keep my body detoxified year-round. I just don't wait till the first week in January and then mess up the rest of the year. But you want to give your filtering organs, like your liver and your kidneys, a rest. And when you go on a raw vegan diet for a few days or maybe even 2 to 3 weeks, you'll benefit greatly because it gives the entire digestive system a rest. You see, it's important to commit to eating during a detox primarily plant-based foods. And this notion of approaching raw diets as a cleanse is gaining in popularity. See, the aim of a detox is to take a break from the overload of fat, sugars, and toxins that are rampant in the standard American meat-eating American diet. And over time, a poor diet can cause the digestive system and those filtering organs like the kidneys and liver to become exhausted and overburdened. So detoxing allows the body to take a rest. And when you give it time to rest, By eating more raw foods and maybe committing for a few, I always say try 3 days, because I know after 3 days you will already look and feel so much better that you'll say, oh, I can do this for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And probably when I talk about detox, the most asked question I get regarding this topic goes something like this. What detox supplements do I take and recommend to support whole body cleansing, and how often do I take them? Now, Carla, I like simplification. I don't like things that are too complicated. And if you go to my website, scroll over to favorite products, and go to the very first box that says the bar line, Michael's Naturopathic, I'm doing it right now, Naturopathic Programs, and I write all about detox right there. And this is a wonderful company. I take many of their products. But what's germane to this topic here is they have some fantastic detox kits. Michael is the owner and the founder of the company, and there's a Michael's Ultimate Detox and Cleanse. And I'm currently, Carla, on that right now. It's a 2-week program. And and I like things that are done for me that makes it easy rather than opening up all these different bottles. So you have everything you need. What I do is I pull out 3 packets every day. So you get 3 packets out. You have enough for 2 weeks. And each little packet has 4 tablets, and it's got the fiber and the herbs and vitamins and minerals to give your body a whole body detoxification from head to toe, inside out. And, you know, some of the things, and then he also has the Ultimate Detox Cleanse and Rebuild. It's a 7-day. So I've done both. They're both simple and efficacious. And what you can expect when you do a cleanse with eating more raw foods, and I would say during your cleanse, make it a vegan diet, because animal products are very difficult to digest. And detoxing is what you want to do to allow your body and digestive system to take a rest. Right. And in a moment, I'll give you an 800 number and a code you can use to get a 25% discount, because I told you before the show I had just called the company and said I'll be on with Carla and can we do a special for your listeners, and they said terrific. But when you take these tablets every day, you'll discover more regular eliminations. And remember, let me just say right here a quick aside, that you always want to have at least one good bowel movement a day, and if you're lucky, 1 or 2 more bonus rounds. You don't want to be constipated. But with these tablets, you'll have improved digestion, you'll get flatter abdominals because you have better elimination, increased food assimilation, increased vitality, decreased appetite initially, improved mental focus. When you're too toxic, your brain gets fuzzy and cloudy. You'll have more energy. You'll see a wonderful weight loss and reduced cellulite. And I happen to like that I get clearer and more glowing skin. So you can go to SusanSmithJones.com and go over to favorite products, and the very first one, Michael's Naturopathic Programs, you can read all about the detox and many of his products that I take. And what you can do is order. You can order at michaelshealth.com, or you can do what I do. I like to call people and talk to a live person.
Me too.
Yeah. And so they're in Texas. They're in San Antonio, so that's Central Time. Here's their toll-free number. It's 800. I'll give it to you 2 times. 845-2730. You know, that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So that's 800-845-2730. And if I were you, I'd order both the Ultimate Detox and Cleanse. That's the 2-week program. And I'd also order the Ultimate Detox Cleanse and Rebuild. They're a little bit different. That's the 7-day program. And if you use the code VITALITY15, you'll get a 25% discount. And remember, it's a good idea to do a cleanse 1 day a week, 3 days monthly, and then 7 to 14 days with each change of season. And again, next time you and I are together, we'll talk in detail about detox, what it means, and all the special things you can do to make your detox program fun, easy, and successful.
Well, I tell you, listeners, I'm going to go on it. At the end of the week, I have decided I'd like to detox and check out all these reasons to go raw and vegan.
I know. And if you go to that page, you know, Michael's Naturopathic Program, scroll down, you'll see the boxes with the kits in them. and you'll get links. You get all the links right there. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see some of the other products, many of which I do take. And there's one, you know, you and I talked about before the show started. It's all about energy. If you lag throughout the day and you'd like to get through the day with energy to spare, they have something that supports your adrenals called Adrenal Extra Energy Support. It's absolutely a wonderful product. And they have essential minerals. I always take four of those tablets before I go to bed at night. But you can see all the text I have there. I've written about these products and why I like them. So again, you can go to michaelshealth.com, order anything you want, but if you use the code Vitality15, you'll get a 25% discount. Or you can call 9 to 5 Monday through Friday Central Time at 800-845-2730.
And my friends, you are welcome to call in to the show right now if you'd like to. Those of you who are listening live, that number is 888-558-6489. Again, 888-558-6489. Susan has dedicated her life and her passion to focusing people's attention on their well-being, how to have the best possible life, a vibrant life. This is Life Coach Carla saying we're going to take a break now. If this show or other shows on Unity Online Radio have been beneficial to you, please feel free to donate either online or on your mobile device. We will return in just a few moments.
Hello, listeners. Did you know we've gone mobile? That's right. Your favorite Unity Online radio programs are available on your mobile device. Now you can take us with you wherever you go. Using apps from Live 365 or Stitcher, you can listen to Unity Online Radio live or on demand. To learn more, visit www.unity.fm and click on Mobile Listening.
Benefits of spiritually conscious living start now. For a time-tested method to live with purpose and release your infinite potential, tune in to the Yoga Hour, Living the Eternal Way, with Yogacharya Ellen Grace O'Brien, every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Pacific, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread.
You've been listening to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla. If you'd like to share your questions, comments, and insights on this week's topic, call us now, toll free, at 1-888-55-UNITY. We now return to Vibrant Living.
Hello, my friends. Vibrant living requires us to be enthusiastic about participating in our life, and it takes courage, just like Susan mentioned in her book, The Joy Factor. My guest today is author, motivational speaker, and health consultant Susan Smith-Jones, and we're talking about the Rawesome Way to Better Health. She has an article in this month's Unity magazine that's excellent on the reasons to go raw, and this show she's been sharing with us all the different reasons why we should consider at least sometime during a week and during a month and during a season detoxifying our body by eating raw vegan foods. Susan, welcome back. And I was wondering if there was anything else you wanted to share with our listeners about the benefits of going raw and detoxifying.
Yes, yeah. Now, these are benefits that many people haven't heard about. So I'll briefly talk about electrons and biophotons. Now, don't roll your eyes. This is really fascinating. and oxygen and chlorophyll. First of all, electrons. Raw foods are a very valuable source of available electrons, and these help physiologically to repair the damage from all the free radicals in the body. And you know that a free radical is that molecule that's missing an electron, and it will attempt to rebalance its electrical charge by trying to steal one from wherever it can. I know that's not very nice, but it often steals electrons from fat, protein, and DNA. And when the DNA is altered, it can lead to cell mutation and possibly cancer. So it's beneficial to neutralize the free radicals by providing food rich in electrons. How often has someone said to you, go to the market and get foods rich in electrons?
I don't think anyone's ever said that to me before,
I know.
Susan.
And those are raw fruits, raw vegetables, raw nuts and seeds, and those beautiful sprouts and soap grains, you know, like flaxseed, chia seeds, fresh green juices, fresh green smoothies. So here is something else I will bet you haven't heard of, and that is raw foods contain something called biophotons. And you're going to like this fact, that in 1982 there was a German physicist and Nobel Prize winner. His name was Fritz Popp, Ph.D., and he proved the presence of biophotons. So what are they? They're biologically produced units of light in vegetables. And biophoton emission can be thought of like that kind of biological laser light, like Star Wars, with a very ordinary and high degree of coherence, which means it's capable of transmitting information which ordinary incoherent light cannot achieve. So when you cook any food, Carla, above 118 degrees, 100% of the biophotons are destroyed. When you add chemicals to food, you process, preserve them, irradiate them, that all endangers the biophotonic force of foods. So what foods are the highest in biophotons? Fresh, sun-ripened, organic food eaten right from the vine, tree, or stalk, or right from the ground, you pull it out and eat it, contains the greatest number of biophotons. Then wild foods were found to emit twice as many biophotons as cultivated organic foods. So often I'll go to Whole Foods, and I'll go to the freezer section where the frozen fruit is, and they often say wild blueberries. So I'll get the wild whenever possible. Remember that cooked or irradiated foods emit almost no biophotons, and organic foods emit five times as many biophotons as commercially grown foods. Bottom line is, go organic whenever you can. Go fresh. Have a garden in your yard. Go to farmers markets. Get fresh food whenever possible. All right, two more quick ones. Oxygen. Raw foods are also rich in oxygen, and I know no one has said to you either, go to the market and get foods rich in oxygen. Now, heat reduces the oxygen found in fresh food, oxygen we need to resist disease. Cancer cells and the AIDS virus, they thrive in blood low in oxygen. That's another reason you want to do deep breathing throughout the day. And oxygen stimulates digestion, promotes better circulation in the body. That's why exercise is great for you, by the way. Promotes clearer thinking, protects against anaerobic bacteria, and nourishes every cell in the body. And without sufficient oxygen in the blood, the metabolism and digestion become sluggish, and the body loses energy with lack of oxygen and becomes ripe for disease, which brings me to chlorophyll. Do you know what chlorophyll is?
It's what plants produce.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. It's the green color.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's been likened to the blood of the plant because the chlorophyll molecule, this is fascinating to me, is almost identical to the hemoglobin molecule in the human being,
wow,
which is the oxygen carrier in the human blood. So when you eat plants in their living unheated state, the chlorophyll actually feeds oxygen to your body. Cooked food does not contain this organic type of oxygen. This is why when you eat lots of greens or drink green smoothies or make green juices, you immediately feel like wheatgrass. People eat, drink wheatgrass juice. Or the spirulina I've talked about many times on your show, Hawaiian spirulina. You immediately feel a surge of energy.
You do. It is amazing.
It's a great source of oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was so grateful that you tipped me off on that because I have that every morning.
Yes, yes. And you'll now wonder how you've lived without these Michael Ultimate Detox and Cleanse programs and that the energy support you'll get with that other product.
So let me ask you this, Susan. Well, at the beginning of the show, you were talking about the best way to eat while you're detoxing and doing like a raw vegan diet is 4 to 6 small meals throughout the day because you don't want too many calories at one sitting because it affects our metabolism?
That is right. You know, it's like putting kindling on a fire. Let's use a round number, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say you eat 2,400 calories a day. And if you put them all in one or two meals, that would be either 2,400 or what's half of that? 1,200 in two meals, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your body can only handle about 400 to 500 calories most efficiently in a meal, especially over about 600, and the rest gets easily converted to fat and deposited on your body. So if you take those 2,400 calories and you divide them out into 6 meals a day of how many calories would that be per meal? 400.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you do 3 small to medium-sized meals and 2 snacks. The whole key is not to eat too much at a sitting. Because first of all, you know, you don't ever want to leave a table feeling stuffed. You want to leave feeling like you could eat a little bit more. And when you eat too much food in one meal, not only does it slow down your metabolism, but it also causes your cholesterol to go up.
Mm.
There was a great British study done not long ago that said just exactly what I was saying. If you could divide the meals out into 4 to 6 smaller meals throughout the day, you will very quickly bring your cholesterol down.
Wow, that's fabulous. Yeah. So smaller meals more frequently, the idea is sort of stoking your furnace, your metabolism, so that you become much more efficient in using the food to be converted into energy.
Yes. Now, Carla, we talked about this last time, but let me ask you again in case you forgot. I'm sure many people think about this often. Do you ever wonder how sumo wrestlers get so big?
You know, I've forgotten, Susan. Tell me, how do they get so big?
Well, they fast, and then meaning they don't eat for quite a while, and then they gorge themselves with food. And this approach is absolutely counterproductive if your goal is to lose some fat. So this is called grazing. You want to graze throughout the day. If you want to increase your metabolism, bottom line is this. It's best to eat several small, healthy meals a day because this kind of grazing approach to meals keeps your metabolism stoked. It keeps you from feeling deprived, which is one of the chief complaints of anyone who's ever gone on a diet.
Yes. Yes, I certainly can feel deprived. So before we close the show, and Susan, you are coming back in April to talk more about detoxifying, aren't you?
Oh, I'd love to do that. Perfect time for that topic. Because we spring clean our homes, or at least we think about it, and we should also spring clean our bodies.
Yeah, yeah. That
our temples.
And what are the... what are the spiritual benefits you found with going raw?
Now, listen, I know you're open to this, but anyone listening who thinks, oh, this isn't possible, just commit to 7 days on raw foods, and you will be amazed at what happens to your body spiritually. I know for me, when I'm about 85% or more raw food daily, I see all these changes quickly taking place in my body, mind, and spirit, like doubt, fear, anger, loss of faith, guilt, and ego seem to fall away. As each day I fine-tune my physical being with these raw foods, and I also call them sun foods. Raw food actually, this is scientifically proven, changes the vibrational rate of the cells and the entire body, and we become better receivers of higher energy. I don't know if you've ever looked at those photographs where you can see color around a food or the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, and you'll see a big change in the auras around the body from someone that goes from eating cooked food to eating raw food. And the typical American acid-producing diet of cooked foods without lots of fresh fruits and veggies, and by the way, that's called Curlian photography. I was just thinking of that name, where you can photograph a person's aura, or you can take a food like a potato.
Yes.
And you can photograph it, see an aura of a raw potato, and then you put it in the oven and bake it and take it out, and you see a whole different small, reduced, altered aura around it. And the typical, what I was going to say is the typical American acid-producing diet of cooked food that doesn't have lots of raw fruits and vegetables in it inhibits the flow of electrical energy. And when that flow, Carla, is inhibited, and you eat more of the standard American diet of lots of white sugar, white flour products, lots of meat and dairy, always desserts, we experience, and I see it all the time with people worldwide, we experience lethargy and depression and other very challenging emotions. It's a vicious cycle that we can break out of simply by eating more raw foods. And I often refer to eating more raw foods as spiritual nutrition. So anyone listening who's going through a bout of depression and lethargy and loss of your joie de vivre, and you've lost your passion for living, it's amazing how just changing to a raw food diet will change everything, not just physical health, but mental, emotional, and spiritual. And everyone can easily carve out 7 days to go on this detox. You know, I'd get the Michael's Detox Cleanse and Rebuild if you want to do a 7-day program. And even if it's cold where you live, you know, you can still do raw foods. You can still heat them, and you get a thermometer, too, to know higher than about 115, 118 degrees. And you can still warm up things. You know, with my blender, you know, I write about why I love the Vitamix on my website. I've been using that for 40 years, but you can take raw foods, put them in a blender with some herbs and garlic and any other spices you want, and in 5 minutes you have beautiful soup that's just to the right temperature before it gets too hot and you've destroyed the enzymes.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to say to our listeners out there, if you want support, contact me through my Facebook page, Life Coach Carla, and I'd be more than glad to support you because I am starting Friday on my detox program. So let's support each other because life is more fun when we laugh, love, and play together. This is Life Coach Carla saying you are listening to Vibrant Living. We return next week. Till then, be blessed.
I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dance.
Thank you for tuning in to Vibrant Living, Life Coaching with Carla.
Join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central for more strategies and solutions to help you live a vibrant life. Vibrant Living, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. This program is brought to you in part by retreats and events at Unity Village and the Unity Life Coaching Center. Learn more online at unityvillage.org.
Have you ever considered that everything you think, say, and do is a prayer to the universe? What would your life be like if you activated the power of yes? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her exciting guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how they activated the power of yes in their lives, their communities, or even the world. If they can do it, you can too. Listen to Beverly Molander and her guests live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
According to an ancient Hindu teaching, if you can only speak the truth and tell no lies for 12 consecutive years, you can attain enlightenment. Resolve to be honest with yourself and others starting today. And after 4,383 days, you just may become enlightened.
This meditative moment from Reverend Joan Gattuso and Unity Magazine is brought to you by Unity.
Every moment we live can be holy, and all we need to do to experience that state is to make the decision to do so. Everything we do can be a prayer, and by using our innate creativity with intention, in every aspect of our lives, that can indeed be true. Author Carla Kincannon wrote, "Creativity is so much more than art making. It is a tool for navigating through everyday experiences to find the sacred in each God-given moment." Discover Creative Spirit, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Central Time, and experience the joy of connecting to spirit through creative expression.
Reverend Paulette's mantra is, "It's all a prayer." Tune in every Tuesday as Unity Minister Paulette Pipe leads you in meditation and prayer on Touching the Stillness. Make no mistake, this is not nap time. With an energy that will captivate you, Touching the Stillness will guide you in deep meditation, leaving you enlivened. Hear astounding meditations and learn more about different forms of meditation. Enrich your prayer life as Reverend Paulette, Senior Minister of Touching the Stillness Ministries, affirmatively prays with power and authority by taking live prayer requests from callers like you. Whether you have a prayer request for yourself or for a loved one or are ready for a deepened meditation experience, make sure you tune in on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Central Time, where we'll be joining in consciousness with the unceasing prayer activity of the Silent Unity 24/7 Prayer Ministry at Unity Village. That's Touching the Stillness with Reverend Paulette Pipe every Tuesday right here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Letting go in the stillness.